This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a gunman killed at least three people, a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s, at a Harvest Festival Sunday afternoon. The attack happened in the city of Gilroy, where police say the shooter was armed with a rifle. Another 15 people were injured. There were officers present at the festival, and Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says they quickly engaged the suspect and shot him to death.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed.
The gunman has been identified as 19-year-old Santino William Legan. His motive is still unclear. People attending the festival were required to go through a security screening. Smithy said Legan appears to have entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. The NATO-led Resolute Support mission Monday said only that two Americans are dead. It has not released their names, pending notification of their families. A U.S. official confirmed the deaths were the result of a so-called green-on-blue attack, during which an Afghan service member or attacker wearing an Afghan uniform fires on U.S. or allied forces. At least 52 inmates in a Brazilian prison were killed during a riot in northern Brazil on Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison in Pará State said 16 of the 52 inmates who died Monday were decapitated. It took locals officials about 5 hours to end the clashes. You're listening to VOA News. A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen has killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20 others. Medics and rebel media say the missiles slammed into a market in Sada province on Monday in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the Houthis of attacking the market themselves to spite Yemenis who oppose them. President Trump is picking a GOP loyalist, John Ratcliffe, to replace the resigning Dan Coats as the nation's intelligence chief. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Ratcliffe's frequently defended the president and last week fiercely questioned former special counsel Robert Mueller while bashing his Russia report.
I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where Volume 2 of this report puts him.
Democrats say Ratcliffe's too political for the intelligence job, with Senate Leader Chuck Schumer saying it's clear he was picked because of blind loyalty to the president. Ratcliffe would need 51 votes in the Senate to be confirmed, but there's little room for error, with the GOP holding just a 53-seat majority. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The state of New York is reducing penalties for marijuana possession, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A bill signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo softens penalties for possessing small amounts of pot, and in some cases, the legal record is wiped clean. The changes mean unlawful possession of marijuana in New York results in the equivalent of a traffic ticket instead of a criminal charge. The governor says communities of color have especially been hard hit by marijuana laws, and that injustice is coming to an end. But advocates for legal marijuana say people in New York can still face probation violations and immigration consequences under the decriminalization bill. I'm Ed Donahue.
A congressional delegation, including 12 members of the Congressional Black Caucus, went to Ghana on Sunday to observe the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans landing in America. House Majority Whip James Clyburn said he and other Black Caucus members made the trip to pay homage to the sacrifices of their African ancestors. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was also along on that trip. The delegation will visit the Cape Coast and Elmina Castles and the Door of No Return. That's the gateway from which slaves were shipped across the sea. The personal physician for Alexei Navalny says there's a possibility that the Russian opposition leader has been chemically poisoned. He was serving a 30-day jail term when he was hospitalized Sunday morning after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.